leadership. Father, we bless you. We bless you. We bless you. Father, less of us, more of you. None of us, all of you. Father, think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords that none of your word would fall to the ground. And we'll be ever so careful to give you the glory, honor, and praise. In the priceless and matchless name of Jesus, we pray. And everyone said, amen and amen and amen. Come on now, just begin to magnify. Come on, just begin to magnify him just because he's worthy. Hallelujah. He's so worthy, he's so worthy, he's so worthy. Come on now, he's so worthy today. Come on now. He's so worthy, yes he is. Come on now, just begin to magnify. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, who has pleasure in the prosperity of his servants, his prosperity of his people, okay? Because what we're going to understand, in God's kingdom, God did not create us as servant slaves. He created us as sons. Okay, come on now. Someone type, I'm a son of God. It is so. Come on. Just begin to magnify the Lord with me. Yeah. He's so worthy. Yes, he is. He's so worthy. He's so worthy. Come on now. Hey, go shout. Father, I thank you, Lord God. Woo. Less of us, more of you, none of us, all of you. Father, think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords that none of your word would fall to the ground, and we'll be ever so careful to give you the glory, honor, and praise. Devil, we serve you notice that no weapon formed against us will prosper. Ha, glory. Come on now. No weapon, no weapon, no weapon formed against you is going to prosper. Nothing the devil does is going to work as long as you stay settled, firm, and grounded in the word and purpose of God. Come on now. Bless his name. Hallelujah. Come on now. Share the broadcast. Let your people know that the daily bread. Well, oh, I forgot. I want to welcome everyone to the early morning daily bread with me, Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryan of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the word of God. Now, what you hear this morning is not going to be my opinion, but it's going to be the word. As the Bible says, in the beginning was the word. The word was with God and the word was God. So what we have to understand here is everything begins with the word. Jesus said, I only do what I see my Father do. And the Father, Elohim, the creator, began with the word. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. How? With the word. Oh, come on now. There was nothing that was made without him. Oh, come on now. Woo, come on now. When you understand everything, high glory, that we see was created by the word of God. And in Deuteronomy chapter 8, and we read this yesterday, verse 3, man doesn't live by bread only, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God doth man live. So come on now, grab your Bible. Grab your coffee, your tea, your smoothie, whatever it is that you drink in the morning, and let's go to the word. Amen. And please share the broadcast. Give us a like. Okay, give us a like. Come on now. On Facebook. Come on now. Give us a thumbs up on YouTube. Come on now. High glory. His shot. Woo! Come on now. Amen and amen. Just got two more people. Amen. Here we go. Oh, man. Listen, we're looking for someone that can help us with our social media. Amen. Listen, the Bible says that we're helpers of one another. Come on now. Woo! We need somebody who's excellent. Oh, come on now. In getting the word out and sending it to all the platforms and doing what you do. Listen, high glory. His shot. Oh, my God, my God. Bible says you have not because you ask not. Listen, get message me, email, whatever. Listen, but let's help us get the word out. Amen. Amen and amen. Come on now. Somebody just begin to praise him. Come on now. Woo, my God, my God. Come on now. Oh, I wish I had somebody with me right now. Good morning, Corey. Let's go to this word. Amen. Come on, let's go. Father, Father, less of me, more of you, none of me, all of you. Think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords that none of your word would fall to the ground. In Jesus' mighty name. And everyone said, amen, amen, and amen. Now listen, we went some places yesterday. Amen. When you understand, first of all, that you are a son of God, you are the divine offspring of God. And the first thing that he gave you was his ruling. Good morning. Good morning, Doug. Yes. He gave us his ruling authority. He gave us dominion. You have power and dominion according to your seat and place of authority. Oh, come on now. See, okay. Okay, we got to go here. Genesis chapter 1. Come on now, real quick. Come on now. Genesis chapter 1. Come on now. Look at verse 26. Come on now. And when you get there, someone type, it is so. Come on. Genesis chapter 1. I just want to encourage you. High glory, his shot. Here we go. Look at verse 26. And God said, and this word God right here, he didn't see. His name is not God. Oh my God. Woo, the person that was speaking right here was Elohim, the creator. Because this Hebrew word for God that the King James tried to translate or transliterate is Elohim. Okay. All right. Which means ruler, judges, divine one. Okay. He shot. Woo. The true God. Oh, come on now. He's Elohim. And Elohim said, let us make man. Now, this word man is Adam, okay, in Hebrew. Okay, Adam was not only who he was, but that was his name, okay? And his purpose was to bring mankind into the earth and to take authority. Oh, well, hold on. Let me show you. Come on now. Oh, my God. He says, let us make Adam, mankind, in our what? Image and after our what? Likeness. So he's going to look like us. He's going to be made out of the same substance as us. And he'll be able to act like us. Come on now. Someone type, I can act like God. It is so. Come on now. Woo, my God. Let them have what? Dominion. This word dominion means ruling authority. To have dominion, to dominate, to rule, to subjugate. Oh, my God. Woo, to cause, to dominate. You have ruling authority over what? The fish, the fowl, the cattle, over all the earth. Come on, somebody, give him praise. You have power and dominion over all the earth. Okay. Got this new camera, still working out things, but listen, you have power and dominion over all the earth. Come on now, someone type, I have the power, it is so. Come on now, stay with me. Woo, my God, come on Instagram. I have the power, it is so. Okay, so now, so God, Elohim, created Adam, mankind in his own image. As the Father and Creator. So that means if he created us in his image, we have the ability to create. Oh, come on now. Woo, my God, my God. You don't have to just sit there and be dissatisfied and frustrated with what you see around you. You have the power and dominion over the earth to recreate everything around you. You can begin to change everything around you by getting connected and aligned with the Father. And he will tell you, son, high glory, you can have this, you can do this, you can put this there, and then you begin to agree. Someone type, amen, it is so. Woo, because it means you agree. And God blessed them, and God, Elohim, said, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over every creeping thing, and over all the earth. I do apologize. I am learning this new camera. Amen. But listen, you were given, the first thing he gave you was his power and authority. Here's what you got to understand. You're not some weak glory, got to be a begging God for anything. It's yours, okay? Let me show you. Woo, come on now. That's right, Brother Doug. Amen, it is so. Okay, Okay. Here we go. Let me just prove it, because I know what you're saying. Well, prophet, that was the Old Testament. I'm a New Testament believer. Okay, well, let's go to John chapter 14. Amen. Woo, come on now. He's shot. Woo. Mm-hmm. I'm going to show you in the word. If you will receive and do what this word says, someone type amen, it is so. Come on now. Type it right now. If you will agree, receive, and do what this word I'm about to show you says, type amen, it is so. Come on now. I got 3 minutes, then I have to get out of here. Come on now. John chapter 14. Oh my God. Here we go. Here we go. I'm waiting. Come on, Instagram. Come on. Come on, YouTube. Come on, Facebook. There we go. There we go, Sister Missy. Here we go. Check it out. John chapter 14, verse 12. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, he is the word. Oh, come on now. In the beginning was the word. Oh, come on now. Woo, to as many as received him, the word. He gave him his power. Oh, come on now. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believes on me, the word, the works that I do, shall he do also. Whoa, my God, in my Bible it's red. That means Jesus is talking. Come on now. He that believeth on me, not he that got all the money, not he that got his credit report taken care of, not me, not those that went to college. He said, he that believeth on me, the word, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father. And he wasn't done speaking. He says, and whatsoever you ask, whatsoever, it doesn't matter what you ask, whatsoever you ask in my name, how glory. So you put what you ask next to my name, how glory. The word, how, Jesus, come on somebody. Woo! That will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, keep my word. Everything is connected to the word of God. When you believe on the word, when you begin to speak and meditate on the word, he says, meditate on my word. Joshua chapter 1, meditate on my word day and night. So shall you prosper and have good success. It's all according to your connection to the word. Someone type, I receive it. It is so. Woo, my God. Come on now. Last scripture. See, because you got to see this. I want you to see it in the word. Come on now. Yah, glory, his shot. Woo, my God, the last scripture for today, because you have to understand that you, ha glory, he said, terabako sha. Oh my God, you, ha glory, have dominion. The Father gave you dominion at creation. So you don't have to beg, steal, or borrow. All you have to do is go to the Father in the name of the word Jesus, ha glory. And anything you ask, ha glory, he will do. But it must be connected and aligned with the word. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6. Oh, you know what? I have to start with verse 4. Ephesians chapter 2. Come on now. Here we go. Look at verse 4. But God, Jehovah, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sin, even when you were still in sin, in your sinful nature, woo, hath quickened us, or has caused us to come alive together with who? With Christ. By grace you are saved. And he has, woo, my God, raised us up together and made us to sit together. Where? In heavenly places. In Christ Jesus. Oh, come on now. Woo! We came from Christ. Now he said, when we receive salvation, we are back in Christ. Woo! Not only with, but we're in him. Oh my God. Woo, my God, my God. Someone type, I receive it. It is so. Come on now, high glory. Now, here's the key today. How are you going to walk in this power, in this activation of power? You must walk by the kingdom. He said, beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prosper. So my job as a teacher and prophet and pastor and priest of this ministry is to teach you what the word says so you can get the power and the ability to function as a son of God. Come on now. So the Bible says, and the kingdom of God is built on this universal, high glory, law of God. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, summer and winter, day and night, cold and winter, cold and heat shall not cease. See, when you understand, high glory, that what he said in Genesis, what he said in John, what he said in Ephesians, is forever. But it's all connected to the seed time and harvest. The kingdom is built on seed time and harvest. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not stop. Seed time is the period to plant seeds or invest in the kingdom consistently. The harvest is the manifestation of the fruit you receive from your seed sowing. Okay, so how do we sow seed? We have two ways in this ministry, high glory. One, straight into the ministry, which is the Church Restored Ministries International. We are the ground, okay? This is the ground. You can use the website, www.restoredministriesint.org, okay? Woo, my God. Oh, man, somebody's getting it right now. Oh, my God, you just received your deliverance. High glory. See, high glory. His shot. When you do the kingdom, the word of the kingdom, you okay? You can use the Zelle and use our Gmail. Restored MININTL at Gmail. Okay, that's the first way. But then he says, if you want to receive the prophet's reward, amen, glory, now you can do what's called the Terumah. And that's giving directly into the hand of the priest and the prophet. In Ezekiel chapter 44, verse 30, and the first of all, first fruit of all things shall be the priest. And you shall also give unto the priest the first of your dough, that he may speak or cause or prophesy the blessing to remain in your house. So the second way of doing it is by sowing directly into the hand of the priest of this ministry. I am the priest and the prophet of this ministry. You can sow into my Cash App, $ProphetBryant2023. You can use my Zelle. It's right there on the screen, michael@rtuproductions.com. Or you can go directly to my PayPal, pastormichaeldbryant@gmail.com. And the Bible says when you receive a prophet in the name of a prophet, you shall receive a prophet's reward. So now, and that's right, Sister Missy, I declare the blessing of the Lord in and on your house. See, when you sow directly into the hand of the man of God or the woman of God, the priest or the prophet, the one who God holds responsible, now that prophet can speak the blessing of the Lord in and on, oh my God, your life, spirit, soul, body, and financially. And I speak the 100-fold, the 60-fold, and the 30-fold. You'll never be broke another day in your life. Woo, you money will always come to you. Help and favor will always come to you. Grace and mercy will always come to you. Woo, my God, you'll have favor with God and with man in Jesus' name. Lift your hands. Father, I thank you right now that as your sons and daughters sow the seed into the ministry and into the hand of the prophet, I declare the blessing of the Lord that makes them rich and adds no sorrow. I declare and decree that they'll never be broke again another day in their life. I declare and decree good health, spirit, soul, and body. Oh, every infection, disease, infirmity that's trying to come against them in their body, I cancel the assignment. I destroy it with the word and blood of Jesus right now. Father, I declare and decree good mental health, a sound mind in Jesus' mighty name. Now, listen, I want to thank you for joining in. Please don't miss tomorrow. Listen, we're going deep because when you get the kingdom, when you get the gospel of the kingdom, the understanding of how the kingdom works in your life, Now the devil can no longer steal, kill, and destroy from you. I'll see you again tomorrow. Be blessed.